We are the Village Green Preservation Society. God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Preserving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do?
Welcome to the Village Green, a New England music sampler with DJ Frederick. This is program number 24, and we feature a free-form mix of tunes by New England musicians, past and present, weaving a mosaic that enlivens our ears and enlivens our lives. Homegrown music from your neighbors and friends, from the Canadian border to the New York state line. Today's program, we're moving to a different format. We're going to be doing an hour-long set, and I hope you enjoy it. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can email me at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove at conknet.com. Or you can write to DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. The Village Green is part of the homemade radio revolution. Music that resonates from the concert hall, the local pub, and the Village Green.
God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. We are the Village Green Preservation Society.
I'm going to start today's program off with a musician from Northwood, New Hampshire. Her name is Sandra Kosky, and this is a great song called Coffee Houses.
In 1969, I sang in coffee houses, songs of clouds and love, heartache and sinners, played a guild guitar. Wonder where you are. Crushes on college guys. Couldn't believe my eyes. Sang my heart out. Then new worlds were drifting in. At downtown coffee houses, coast of New England, in a city on a river near the sea. See it now, it's so beautiful. Savannah to Wichita, we didn't stay too long. Family moved up north when I was just a girl. Sang my heart out, then new worlds were drifting in. At downtown coffee houses, coast of New England, in a city on a river. Downtown coffee houses, coast east of New England, in a city on a river, here to see. In 1969, I sang in coffee houses, songs of clouds and love, heartache and sinners, played a guild guitar, wonder where you are, crushes on college guys, couldn't believe my eyes, sang my heart out, then new worlds were drifting in, at downtown coffee houses, coast of New England, in a city on a river, near the sea, in a city.
two songs from the Tunefoolery compilation, a group of musicians who are from the Cambridge and Boston, Mass area. You heard Peter Vickers with Blind Man and Alex Gordon with Beethoven's Opus 49, No. 2. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Village Green and New England Music Sampler. This is program number 29. I'd like to say hello to the listeners on Troubadour 1700 AM who may be listening over the radio or online. I want to thank Jeff Gill for hosting this program. Troubadour 1700 is a fantastic micro radio station, homebrewed radio in Shirley, Massachusetts, featuring the best in folk, world, and New Age music. You can check them out online at www.t1700.net. That's www.t1700.net. And I want to thank you for supporting micro stations, low power stations, community radio, wherever you find it. Coming up later in the program, we're going to hear a story told by Simon Brooks. But we're going to start off now with a tune by Benefit Street, The Bells of St. Stephen.
The Bells of St. Stephen's, they know. Song, it won't be long before I've left them just like you. The bells of St. Stephen, I can't help believing it's true. The spell you were weaving, or was it deceiving them too? Or are they teaching to the star of control is only reached by a few? The bells of St. Stephen, they know what you're leaving will do. Hear them ring in the morning, singing their song. It won't be long before I've left them just like you. The bells of St. Stephen's, they knew what you're leaving. Goodbye.
Randy Good and John Robbins, Here Comes the Sun, and that was recorded on Star Island in the Isle of Shoals back in 1974 for the annual Pelican Show. Before that, we heard an obscure 45 released on the Cap record label, a group called Timber and In It. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Village Green and New England Music Sampler. You can contact me at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove@conknet.com. Or you can check out our blog at newenglandmusic.blogspot.com. That's newenglandmusic.blogspot.com. Now we're going to hear a story from Simon Brooks from his CD, More Secondhand Tales. This is The Dragon and the Monkey's Heart.
are many types of dragon. There are the great dragons that St. George fought with their huge wings and fiery breath and sharp claws. And there are the worms that scurry around on the ground with no wings whatsoever. There are also sea dragons that don't fly, that don't go on the land. And this is a story about two such dragons and a monkey. There were two dragons, Mr. and Mrs. Dragon, and they loved each other dearly. And Mr. Dragon would do absolutely anything for Mrs. Dragon, anything at all. And when he noticed that she had become sick and had stopped eating, he became anxious. "What's wrong, my dear?" he said one day. "What's wrong? You don't seem your usual self."
"Well, I'm not my usual self, but there's nothing you can do about it. You wouldn't do anything for me anyway."
"But of course I would. I do everything I possibly can for you, my dear. What is it? What ails you?"
"Well, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing at all you can do."
"But if you don't tell me, how do I know there's nothing I can do? Come on, tell me what's wrong."
And so it went on. Mrs. Dragon saying that there was nothing that Mr. Dragon could do, and Mr. Dragon saying that he would do absolutely anything for the dearest, sweetest light of his life, the apple of his eye, the fire in his heart. And then she said,
"Well, you know, I bumped into the great white shark the other day, and he told me that there was this most scrumptious, diddly-umptious thing that I could everest eat, and it was a monkey's heart. And ever since I've been thinking about this monkey's heart and how scrumptious, diddly-umptious it is, I haven't been able to think of anything else or eat anything else."
"But we can't get a monkey's heart," said Mr. Dragon. "We're sea dragons."
"I told you you wouldn't be able to do anything. You can't do anything about this. But if I could, I would. I honestly swear I would. If you loved me, you'd get me a monkey's heart."
"But I'm a sea dragon, and monkeys live on the land. How am I supposed to get a monkey?"
"If you loved me, you'd find a way. If you loved me like you said you would, you would get me a monkey's heart and make me well."
All right, settle down. No, I'll try my hardest to get a monkey's heart for you. I promise I will."
And so the dragon swam through the seas until he came to the shore. And there, when he came up to the beach, he saw huge trees that went far up into the sky. And at the top of one of these trees, there was a monkey. And the dragon looked up at the monkey, swinging from branch to branch, and the dragon called up,
"Excuse me, Mr. Monkey. Aren't you frightened of being up so high?"
"Frightened of heights."
And as if to prove his point, the monkey wrapped his tail around a branch and swung upside down. The dragon's heart fluttered just a little bit. He didn't like the idea of him being up there. He couldn't understand why the monkey would like it so much. The monkey swung on its tail, swinging and swinging, and reached out and clunk, grabbed hold of a fruit and began to eat the fruit.
So you say you're not very frightened of heights. Is that fruit juicy?"
"Ooh! Ooh, yes.
And the monkey, as if to prove a point, spat down the pit, which hit the dragon on the head.
"Ooh, that wasn't very nice of you. You know where I come from? The trees have much more juicier fruits on than the trees here." "Yes, they are, you know."
Well, that's well enough for you to say, but you're a sea dragon. You go across the sea. I'm a monkey. I can't go across the sea. And these trees are just fine. Thank you very much.
And as if to prove his point once more, he reached across and grabbed another fruit and...
Ooh, that wasn't very nice. Well, said the dragon, you could always ride on my back. The trees have far, far more fruit on them than the trees here. Yes, why don't you come down and you can ride on my back and I shall swim. I shall swim and take you to those trees where the juicier fruits are.
The dragon wasn't really going to take the monkey anywhere. The dragon wanted the monkey to come down from the tree so that he could take it back to his wife, so his wife could have a monkey's heart to eat. But of course the wee monkey up in the tree didn't know that. And the monkey decided that...
You take me across the sea to get some more juicier fruits?
Well, yes, if you would like to, said the dragon.
I'll be right there. And
the monkey scrambled down the tree, ran across the small beach, and leapt onto the dragon's back. And the dragon said,
"Hold on tight."
Okay.
The monkey was all excited about getting these new juicy fruits. The dragon was excited that he was capturing a monkey to take back to his wife. And so he made his way across the top of the ocean. And then he began to dive down beneath the water.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
said the monkey.
No, what are you doing? Monkeys can't swim. Monkeys can't go underwater.
Oh, to be honest, I tricked you. You see, my wife, she's very sick, and she's not eating anything. And the only thing that will cure her is a monkey's heart. So I'm taking you back to feed my wife your heart.
No.
The monkey began to think very fast.
No. Monkeys, didn't you know that monkeys don't keep their hearts in their chest?
No, but I didn't know that, said the dragon.
No. We keep our hearts in boxes. Oh, yes, and then we keep the boxes high up in our trees. Yes, that's where we keep our hearts, said the monkey. But I'm more than happy to go back home and climb up my tree and get my box with the heart in it and give it to you if it would save your wife's life.
Oh, you do that for me, said the dragon.
Oh, yes. One good deed and all that. Yes, of course.
Well, that's awfully kind of you. And so the dragon turned around in the water and...
Made his way back to the island, made his way back to the beach, and as soon as he got to the beach, the monkey leapt off the dragon, scrambled across the beach, climbed up the tree.
I'll be right back, said the monkey,
and off he went up into the canopy, into the leaves of the trees. Now, the dragon waited and waited and waited for the monkey to return. But, as far as I know, the dragon could still be waiting there to this day. And the monkey? He could still be running through the branches of the trees.
New Hampshire group Doa from their CD World Dance and a tune called Wayo, and that was released back in 1988. Great, great band from New Hampshire, featuring Ken LaRoche and Randy Armstrong. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to a New England music sampler, program number 24. We're going to listen to some more contemporary music for a little bit here, starting with Connecticut band Barefoot Truth from their CD Threads. This is a great tune called From the Earth.
Different. You don't trust what you don't see. Seems that no one wants to question what they already believe. But people talk about the future like it's already too late. The only crime is to turn your back and just accept your fate. How long till we see? We'll see what we become. Why is everything have to be so black and white? Why something like religion or another man's premonition determine what is wrong from right? From the earth we have risen, from the garden of Eve. Together we all rose from the ashes, forever in our souls we will be from the soul is the sea. Together we all rose from the ashes. Forever in our souls we will be from the earth. I long to see people look at one another without bitterness, ignoring differences. I long to see with one another, cool and confident, forgetting ignorance. How long to see? See what we become? Why does everything have to be so black and white? Why something like religion or another man's premonition determine what is wrong from right? From the earth we have risen. From the garden of Eve, together we all rose from the ashes. Forever in our souls we will be from the earth. My blood is a river, my soul is the sea. Together we all rose from the
try.
That was a pair of Massachusetts bands, Rubble Bucket, from their Triangular Daisies EP, and that was the title cut. Before that, Highly Suspect, with a tune called Big Bear, from their Gang Lion EP, and we started off with Barefoot Truth, from Connecticut, tune called From the Earth, from their CD, Threads. And there should be links to these bands and their websites on my blog, www.newenglandmusic.blogspot.com. While we listen to the Back Bay Guitar Trio, I just want to remind you to take care of your neighbors, take care of your friends, take care of your family, and make sure that they have plenty of warmth, plenty of food, plenty of what they need. Most of all, they need your presence, as in being present. So this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to the Village Green and New England Music Sampler, program number 24. Wishing you all many bright blessings.